Guayando. Y ahora que la cosa se va a poner buena aquí.
Welcome back, you rascals. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. You guys can get at us on the chat on YouTube and Twitch, Miami 560 WQAM. We stream there live 4 hours every single day, 10 a.m. to 2. And I got some clips up there for you as well. Miami Heat, they're back on the hardwood tomorrow. They are practicing. I believe they're probably wrapping up as we speak. I think they were practicing at 11 today.
Are they on the road?
No, I think they are leaving.
Aruba? I think
they're leaving today.
What do you think? They're leaving Fiji? Is that where they're?
No, I think they're leaving for North Carolina tonight. No,
I think they practice. Okay. Because you know how they do. You know, they just go ahead and hit the Bahamas for no reason.
Let's see. It says Adam Lichtenstein, who's covering for the Sun Sentinel, over at Heat Practice, on the speakers today, Ed Sheeran.
Oh, yeah. That's what you want to hear after getting blown out by Mickey Mouse.
Probably need to hear some DMX, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
What Adam, you really want?
Adam tweets out, Kevin Love was not at practice today. For
DMX!
What? Sorry. Well, I think that was their intro last year for Heat Culture, wasn't it, DMX?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Now they're coming into Mr. BMX, Ed Sheeran.
When your legs don't work like they used to. Is that a tune?
What are we doing?
One of their favorite rappers, DNB.
That's a point. That's a point, dude. That's a point.
Point for Tom!
Let's see. Adam tweets out, Kevin Love was not at Heat practice today due to personal reasons. He missed the opener. It is not decided if he will travel with the team to Charlotte for their game tomorrow. So wish everything is going okay with Kevin Love and everything with him. Khalil Ware missed practice and will not travel due to a stomach illness.
Oh my goodness. Dude, okay.
I'll take that though. Not a soft tissue injury, you know, not a broken bone. He just got the bubble. He got the bubble guts.
Dude, wait. We can't complain about guys not playing back to backs, and then we got somebody with bubble guts staying home.
You know, he's a rookie, and it was his first post game meal. Maybe he wasn't used to that.
No, here's the deal. You know what they said?
That's right.
You're probably not going to play anyway. Just stay home.
Why does Spo
play the rookies?
I know. Well, they don't play. No.
Wait.
Rookies, but like it's almost like Spo's got an amusement park.
You're over 6'10".
I was going to say 6'6". That's the limit. 6'6".
Why is that?
I don't know.
We had this come when we were at media day. The whole conversation was Tobin. I can't believe how young and how lengthy they got just in one offseason.
I know.
And guess what? I look on the court, little people.
Well, here's the thing. I watch Khalil, and the kid is very talented, right? But he, you know how like people said, oh, he's got a motor issue. I don't think that's it. I think he's just got a glide to him, you know? Like he doesn't look like he's busting his ass. But there's just something about like no one can contain him when they defend him. And then he'll get like these monster dunks, but he's just got a casualness to him.
But here's the deal. On one hand, Pat Riley will tell you, I'm not sitting around waiting for this to happen. You know, this is it.
Right.
And then on the other hand, you take all the people who can contribute and go, we're not playing them.
Especially when.
So what is it?
Like, respectfully, we're playing Thomas Bryant. And it's like, that's what we're stopping development for? I don't know. What do I know? I'm not one of the best coaches of all time.
I'm not either. But we had these conversations. This is the conversation. This is the thing that had us all excited and warm and fuzzy was that look at the link. Look at Nico. Look at Khalil. Look at, like, Jaime Jaquez. Like, the three young fellas. Length. Speed. You know, energy.
I don't know.
And one of them's got the bubble guts.
Josh Christopher and Josh Richardson practice, so that's good. Seems like Jay Rich is getting healthy.
Great.
I know it's going to be happy for Marcos because now he doesn't have to see Drew Smith.
To take somebody off the court and get shorter.
No, that's fine, though. You know,
Jay Rich does have wingspan.
Good defense. Good defender. Can't find that out of bounce line. But good defender, I tell you what.
That was a thing. Oh,
is this not frustrating? Am I the only
it's one? Very frustrating. No. It is.
And granted, 100% and let me be clear. I don't know what the reasons are, which makes it even more frustrating. Because I see the guy in the preseason, and I saw him during the summer, and I'm thinking, this guy is going to be a contributor.
Me too.
And now he's sitting next to UD.
Okay. One minus one.
What?
Two.
Minus one for Sass.
You were trying to do a thing. And second of all, UD wasn't, he doesn't sit there anymore. Okay. When he is there, he sits.
Wherever he is, he can sit next to him because he ain't playing.
Can I put you in a good mood?
Sure.
Did you see what got finally put up yesterday?
Wait, what?
Did you see what finally got put up yesterday?
Oh, yeah. Hey, how many years has this been? Two mayors and
four.
It's the same mayor. But yesterday, the Miami Heat tweeted out, finally, they have put up the street signs for Dwayne Wade Boulevard. Finally, the Miami Heat have put up the signs for Dwayne Wade Boulevard.
Gooseys.
And as Leroy pointed out, yes, it only took 4 years.
Only 4 years.
From the official declaration of it, it really took 7-ish years from the time we started the movement.
All I know is when the COVID mayor came into our office.
Yeah.
Don't call him that. That's not his name.
Well, I mean.
Soon as he left our building, he had COVID.
Patience. We don't know that he gave the building COVID.
Well, we don't know.
And we don't know that he.
We don't know.
We also don't know if he had COVID when he was there because he was at like a function with like ambassadors.
We don't know. Come on.
I'm going to say this.
Amber Wilson was very mad at us.
We did not know. Right?
Remember how panicked Galen got because Robbie thought he might have been near somebody who could have gotten COVID?
Right. He shut down the station.
Shut it down.
He really did.
But anyway, Dwayne Wade is getting his statue unveiled on Sunday at a ceremony. I believe it's 5 o'clock at the Kaseya Center.
Hey, so let's just be clear.
Mm-hmm.
It took Dallas 12 minutes.
2 seconds.
And they had a parade.
Yep.
And paraded him underneath the street sign.
Yep.
7 years later.
Well, it's done, though. It's finally up there.
It's done. Better late than never.
Better late than never, Leroy. Exactly. And I'm happy for
the signs of a statue went up before something you already agreed to went up.
I'm very happy for D-Wade. D-Wade is in town all week. He was at the Pat Riley thing. Did you see what he did yesterday?
No, I didn't.
He and Bam opened up a new court in one of their communities. So he did like this whole thing about, you know, kind of passing all the community work over to Bam Adebayo. He did it with Bam's foundation. And Mayor Suarez was there. So he probably is like, hey, got it up.
Of course he went, huh?
Pretty unique timing, I must say. Yeah.
7 years for something that took 7 minutes to put up.
You know what I think of when I think of politicians?
What?
And his name?
Oh, Dwayne,
the greatest.
Jones.
Gotta be there.
He's calm, collected, has a will to win because his name, of course, is Wade Jones.
End of the year. In the background. Dwayne!
Who is Wade Jones?
Hey, Dade South, that's not necessary.
Wade Jones.
Dade South just tweeted out,
are you not amazed?
Yeah, that's going to be cool. Dwayne Wade Boulevard officially up there. Yeah. It's the crossing street at Biscayne Boulevard, the Northeast 7th Street. Right past that that parking lot where they really foist you. I mean, they'll charge you a pretty penny.
Wow. It changes by the hour.
You can do what I did.
Hmm?
Pick a parking lot that is cheaper
Oh yeah, yeah. Pay for a parking in Louisiana instead.
No, I paid for parking in Minnesota.
Oh, that's what it was.
Let me tell you, that area is gone within seconds. Okay, so you can't even do that during game day.
No, I go, Chafing, why'd you pay so much for parking? I paid like $5.
No, you paid like pennies compared to me.
Yeah, and she goes, wait a minute, that's Minnesota.
That like, would happen too.
Same name.
It's really obvious that the Dwayne Wade statue is going to be, it's going to be on some like marble, this is the, some marble just scorer's right table, and he's going to say, this is my house. Because who literally has the statue that says, this is my house, and you can put it at the arena? Mm. It's so, like, Terry Rozier and Bam said that this, Terry Rozier gave us a wink.
Yeah.
But like, if it was, I don't even know what second choice would be. Unless you also have to sculpt out a giant Anderson Varejao with him dunking on him.
I'd make
maybe it could, like, if it was going to be, what was second choice? Him maybe throwing the ball up at Dallas?
Ooh,
that's a good one.
The three to win a game against, who was that?
Golden State.
Golden State.
Oh, man.
Where he, like, well, that's kind of similar. That was like the sequel. Like, he did the same thing, except instead of this,
it took him two times.
He pounded his chest.
Oh, no. Remember the time when he had the triple-double the last game and he tried to jump on that table?
Yeah, he goes, that was tragic.
That hurt. I know it hurt.
That hurt.
It was very loud.
Dude, he wasn't. And how about the fact that he played the next game and he really wasn't supposed to play? And he got a triple double to end the career. He gave the pass to UD. But he's right. The one Leroy's referring to is the Sixers game where Jimmy was at. And yeah, he has that last game, the Heat win, and he jumps up on the table and misses.
Oh, yeah. That could have been.
Oof. And like really hurt himself bad.
Yeah.
So bad. Played it off well, though.
But here's the deal. Like, no knock on D-Wade. That's what old looks like. Like, your mind thinks you could keep doing it.
He probably could have done it another year. He could have pushed it if he wanted to. But
if he wanted to. But it gets
he got out. He got out at the right time.
It gets to the point where, and it was the same thing for me, when I realized that camp was in 2 weeks and I was still limping, I'm like, I'm not doing this.
Oh, I got another statue idea.
And I probably had one of my better seasons my last year. So it's crazy. So, like, I didn't – it wasn't a situation where I was limping on into the next year. I'm like, no, I'm good. I'm good.
Dade South says marble? I picture – like, I know he's going to be, like, brass. Like, what's with the sculptures? But is he, like, the table has to be marble, yeah?
You mean bronze?
Bronze, brass, they don't whatever.
Brass.
Bronze, I'm sorry. Am I a sculptor? I don't know. What an idiot this guy.
You know how expensive that would be?
What a dummy. That,
I saw that they're gonna like let you speak to the sculptors at the media session on Sunday, and I'm like, that guy's gotta be wearing a fancy hat, yeah. Like the
Oh, like a Kango?
Like who's still
a Kango with one of them little skinny
things? That's where your head went.
Oh, it was immediately. Like, I think there's two of them.
And he's French? Does he have to be French?
I can find. Probably shouldn't judge off of name, but we're gonna do that.
What about
how many times have we called somebody an intangible?
True. What about
now all of a sudden we go get some get right?
If not that this is my house, what about the pregame ritual through the hoop?
Just hanging on the hoop.
Yeah, just like putting his head.
Oh, like pulling. That's kind of cool. That would be cool.
I still think it'll be that.
It's definitely going to be this is my house.
Yeah, sure.
In fact, I would be disappointed if it wasn't this is my house.
Yeah,
true.
True.
Let's see.
Dr. Bob said, I knew a sculpt. He wore barrettes.
It says the Rotblat Armani Studio Sculptors.
Oh, Omri, no. If you can't say it. If you can't say it, it's definitely,
Omri, Armani, and Oscar Leon.
They got fancy names, just like they should be carving up some stuff.
You better nail that sculpt. Nobody wants a Ronaldo situation.
And you know they're gonna have like slim fit suits with
Oscar Leon.
Oh yeah.
Gonna be able to see.
You ever notice? Capri's. Anybody ever seen a thick artist? They're always very skinny.
I mean,
there you go again, trying to shame someone.
I'm not shaming them.
They don't call them well-fed artists. They're starving artists.
Point for Toby.
See yourself out.
No, because you set him up for that, Leroy. You should give yourself a minus one.
No, I didn't. Mm-hmm. Somebody just said Oscar Leon is the name of my Cuban mechanic.
Well, that's what I was going to say. If that he might be a local.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
What about this pose?
Ooh, when he puts the champagne on his knees, that's cool.
Yeah,
that is nice. Iconic. But first,
that was a great moment.
Although I got to tell you, those gold shoes look nice.
You know, this whole time I thought he was putting champagne into like the cap of the champagne bottle, trying to pour a shot.
What?
trying to get every little drop.
Every drop counts.
I didn't realize it was right on his knee.
He was pouring champagne on his knees. He was dead.
I was like, why is he pouring a little baby shot?
But ergo, why they went to the maintenance program the next year.
Because he thought pouring champagne on his knee was going to fix it.
Sheesh. Take a break. Congrats to D-Wade. Lots more to get into here on the show. Back after this.
FSU, Miami, October 11th, 2003. The Sean Taylor game.
He fires down the middle of the field and it's intercepted. Yep. Sean Taylor has it. Sean Taylor's fifth interception of the year. The fourth turnover by Florida State. Intercepted by Sean Taylor. Sean Taylor at the 10. Sean Taylor dives into the end zone. Touchdown, Miami.
Miami and Florida State. The rivalry where legends are made lives here on AM 560 WQAM.
Goosey's galore, dude. Goosey's on top of Goosey's, man. What a sports day tomorrow is going to be, huh?
Goosey's.
What a sports day. I mean, really, the next 72 hours, if you're a fan of the Pinks, you got a little playoff action tonight.
Playoffs.
You got tomorrow, college football.
No fighting, right? What? There's fighting?
Have you not heard this man talk all week?
Oh, no.
Marcos.
Okay. All
right. Jeez. What did you just say?
I'm sorry. Okay.
2 p.m. main card start time tomorrow, Marcos.
Whoa!
UFC 308.
What?
Max Holloway.
Oh, yeah.
Against Ilia Topuria for the featherweight championship of the world.
Ooh.
It's spicy.
You got any chili peppers?
I bet on Max.
Oh, really?
I bet on Max just to win.
Is he your favorite?
Nope. 2-1 dog. Never get Max Holloway as a 2-1 dog.
Oh. Okay.
And I got to tell you,
pretty tough.
I'm not one to look into stare downs. Okay.
Ooh.
That's a total lie. Leroy knows. I love press conferences. And I love staring.
Okay.
I saw Ilia Topuria mentally break. Max Holloway
broke him, dude.
Wow. Broke him. He was old Chuckles McGee up there. Punting. He was looking like Pat McAfee sniveling to Aaron Rodgers. He walked up to Max Holloway. By the way, he's very tall for a featherweight. 5'11". And he walked up to him. And I think he realized, Dustin Poirier said it best. He goes, look, could Ilia Topuria knock him out cold? Sure, he could. However, he basically hit him with, but don't let it get to the third. Because you ain't been in those Max Holloway deep waters.
So Max Holloway, so this is a five rounder, right?
Yes.
So he's saying if he gets to three.
He's like three, four, five, the volume. Max Holloway doesn't get tired.
He punches all the time.
All the time, dude. He broke the record for significant strike. Go watch him versus Calvin Kattar. Calvin Kattar, as tough as they come. But like what he
relates to Kattar Kohu?
There is not. Well, okay. Nope. One is from Africa and the other is from Boston and intangibles.
Oh.
But only Kattar Kohu won the lottery, according to Marcos.
Oh, dude, that might have been one of the. That was you gotta find that. You gotta find that.
Whoa, no, lost in the files.
You know what? I think he won the lottery.
He was like, How about how about the story was though? Like he was dismissing the greatness of Cater Kohu's story because I was like, Texas A&M Commerce, a small school. Undrafted to make the team. He goes, it's not like he needed the money though. His family won the lottery.
And we're like, we pulled the Marcos.
Nope. I mean, I was just like, wow, this guy's rich and still chasing his dreams. This is amazing. Woo! Classic.
Not there? Huh? Suspiciously can't find it?
Oh no, for some reason I can't. No, sorry.
Interesting.
Just a lot of
So anyway, yes, you do have fighting tomorrow, Marcos, UFC 208, and then we got Panthers. And we got Heat, but mostly
we got Canes.
We got Canes, dude. We got Canes against the Cupcakes.
Wow. I don't know if I'm okay.
I don't feel comfortable with you saying that.
I just don't like it, dude.
Because here's why I wouldn't say that. You just played a team you were 18-point favorite and was a toe away from losing.
Mm-hmm.
That means that the circumstance and the situation could present itself that you're in a dogfight. I'm not going to just dismiss it.
Nah.
Okay.
Not going to happen.
Based on what?
Based on they suck and we're awesome.
That's what we said about Virginia Tech, though.
Look, Virginia Tech was an odd one, okay? Every once in a while, it was on a Friday, you know, catch a napping every once in a while. We then had to go across to the West Coast, a little strange, then a sleepy nooner. This is a little thing I like to call PTC, all right? Primetime Canes.
Oh, wow.
And they don't know what they're in for, dude. They don't know what they're in for.
Are you doing TCB?
No, this is a don't lose.
Bro, this is just straight up don't lose.
No, don't lose. Don't
because you would definitely look like a fool if they lost.
Oh, I will. I will look a fool.
So are you saying don't lose because you don't want to look like a fool? Because it's a run. So
it would be
because you're not accustomed to going through weeks like this from the other side. I am. And why are you not even acknowledging the fact that it's a rivalry game?
Because they're not a rival. They suck this year.
But that's... So, have you felt that way when you were on the other side of this?
I felt like what you're saying
right
now... How did
you feel? So, say if I flip the teams.
Yep.
And all I'm trying to do is just get you to be reasonable about
false hope. This. False hope. It's exactly...
Okay, so you're saying that right now, any Canes, any Seminoles... That feel like, oh, it's a rival game. False we hope. Got a chance. Yeah. False hope.
It's false hope. You don't
have false hope?
Of course. Of course. Okay. Last year against the Celtics. False hope. Like when the Heat were up.
Why would you call? You label me a hater and demonize me.
I have to do what I have to do. Like El Burre has to do what he has to do. I understand. As a fan, you understand your responsibility. You have to defend the honor of your team. But you know when you really mean it and you don't mean it.
You know what that sounds like?
What?
That sounds like some BS. You always gonna be able to wiggle out of anything you say before the game.
I'm not gonna wiggle out of it. If we come here on Monday and they lose, I'm gonna do a Marcos here, but if they lose, I'll smash a cupcake in my face because I called them cupcakes. But I don't think that's gonna happen. I think the Canes are gonna smoke them. I think they're gonna smoke them. I think they're gonna boat race them.
I agree.
Okay. And what you're saying,
I'm not dismissing the rivalry aspect of it when especially less than a month ago, you were 18-point favorite and a Hail Mary almost cost you the game.
I understand.
All that stuff goes through my head.
But those teams.
And I'm thinking, I'm not just dismissing this.
Dude, those teams, say what you want about those teams. Those teams are all, they got some life to them, you know? This team is lifeless. Agreed. This Florida State team is lifeless.
Okay, and you know lifeless. What? You know what gives you some life? Rivalry game.
I understand, but here's the thing: I treated the Gators as a rival. There's a rival game going on the road. We didn't really know. Okay, smoked them in their stupid little swamp. took their recruits.
What was the score last year?
I think it was 24-20.
And they were big favorites, right?
I don't remember what the spread was last year.
Because I just want,
I will look that up for you during the break because we do have to take one more break.
Yeah, right. I'm just trying to get you to be reasonable about these.
I'm
games.
Being reasonable.
No, you're not.
Dude.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
I'm being reasonable.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
Hey, I wouldn't want the players talking like this, except Cam Ward. I wouldn't like the players talking like this. But I'm not them. I'm not them. I'm me, and I'm gonna talk my talk.
You just the only thing that was missing was they not like us. That's it. That's the only thing that was missing out of your mouth. If you would have said that, it would have just been the cherry on top of that fat cupcake you're gonna stuff in your mouth. Oh my!
Wow, they're not like us.
Yep.
Taking a break. Back after this.
Previously on
Tobin and Leroy.
I think his dad won the lottery, if I'm not mistaken.
No, he didn't win the lottery, like, money-wise. Huh. He won the lottery to come.
You're dead to me.
All right. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy. Let's get to our favorite Friday game. You're dead to me. I'll tell you who
you're dead to me.
Not scoring touchdowns is dead to me because Tua's back.
You're dead to
me. We got Tua, Cheetah, Waddle, the full arsenal, baby, is back. The band is, like Tyreek Hill said, strike up the band. It's back together. Back to watching fun football. I want to see touchdown celebration dances.
Did he say
that? I want to see penguin dances. I want to see Cheetah doing backflips. I want to see Raheem Mostert surfing. I want to see it all, baby, against these ratty-ass Cardinals.
I have a question.
Yeah?
With your whole little celebration and theatrical performance that you just put on.
Yes.
What if they still lose? Would
they
you
won't.
Be this happy?
Figgy! They won't.
How dare you?
Well, no, I'm only asking because you've been going on with this whole thing for more than a week.
Hey, let me ask you something, Fig.
Wow, Fig.
No.
Wow.
You hate fun? Because you're not having fun either. I didn't mother bleep Jason Sanders last week. That was you, okay?
Maybe I did.
So like, not maybe. Not maybe. You did. You did. So you're not having fun either. You want to play a field goal fest with, as you call him, effing Jason Sanders again? Or do you want to see some tutties?
It's so unprofessional.
Do you want to see some touchdowns or you want to see more doing?
I'm only asking.
You know what the truth is.
Only asking the question.
You know what the truth is. We were right, too.
You know what the truth is. You know what the truth is. Leroy, who's dead to you?
You're dead to me.
Oh. This is kind of, I've been on this rampage all week. To the Cleveland fans that celebrated one of their own getting injured and tearing an Achilles, the fact there were fans that cheer for a guy on their team, you're dead to me. That's disgusting. It is. And listen, regardless of what you think about players, they spend their whole life to get here. You think they want to be failures? And so to just think that this guy is out there, you know, not trying to be successful for whatever reason you may think that, and then to boo him when he cheer him when he tears an Achilles, it's just, that's terrible. That is so bad.
Bums.
I mean, that makes you worse than Philadelphia.
That's
Philadelphia.
Up there.
Philadelphia cheered for at least a player on a rival team.
Both bad.
You cheer for your own guy.
JFig, who's that to you?
Los Angeles?
Whoa.
You're dead to me.
Ooh, just why? Los Angeles.
Wow. I hope they are happy having Gabe Vincent in the City of Angels.
Poor Gabe Vincent.
So much that they gifted him a girlfriend.
What?
What?
Wow.
We can't see the picture.
why not?
Dude, you're watching on
that's
Twitch.
Really?
Oh, maybe he doesn't want to put a picture of her face.
No.
No, I can see her hand.
Yes. Mm. Privacy.
That's what he posted, Leroy. That's not the point.
Yes.
Point is the betrayal, okay?
Leroy thinks he can't crop a photo.
Seriously.
I think Javen cropped her face out.
Yes, I did. And to quote the amazing Michelle Branch, I hope you're happy now.
Wow.
I hope you're happy now. Mm. Gabriel.
Whoa, full names.
Gabriel. Namdi. Vincent.
Wow.
You're dead to me.
Never heard her say that.
Jeez. What's next, Caleb?
Shouldn't you technically be mad at the Miami Heat, though? Like, they didn't pay him.
Mm-hmm. No. I could never be mad at them.
Fair enough.
Bet.
Right. Still loyal.
Understood. Mm. Froggy, who's dead to you?
Well, you guys know how I feel about this new game show hosted by Travis Kelce. Whoop-dee-doo.
You feel great about it.
Yeah, I love it.
You love the Kelces.
So much so, apparently the next big late-night show host, as reported by TMZ, Jason Kelce, reportedly exploring the idea with ESPN to host his own late-night program. And I tell you what, I am sick of it, dude. I am sick of the Kelce's getting these opportunities. We get it. He's likable. He has a beard.
You're just mad it's not you, okay? Because I would definitely watch that show.
Why doesn't anyone want me to host their shows? Please.
Don't you have the Pervious show coming up?
That's a great point. October 30th, next Wednesday, guys. Make sure you're at the Miami Improv as I will be hosting a horror game show, Trick or Trivia.
Wow.
Oh, what? Yes. What kind of?
Where could one get tickets for this?
You know, hypothetically, if you wanted to get tickets.
Hypothetically.
MiamiImprov.com. If you enter promo code Marcos, nothing will happen.
Wow. Nope. But if you do
want a promo code that'll work, use the promo code Showpony at BlueChew.com and you get your first month free.
Pretty good.
You know what I say? Just take a stab at using Showpony on all of your.
Give it a shot.
Might work.
Just try it.
Well, that was our show, everybody.
I would like to use on Sunday. Heat win. That's right, Scooby. I'll give you my crust, buddy.
Scoob.
Jeez. Would you guys like to hear Max Holloway's reason for why Tua is not wearing the Guardian cap before we get out of here?
I would love to hear why Max Holloway feels that.
All right. Max Holloway was asked. He was asked a whole thing about brain health. But Max Holloway with why Tua will not wear a Guardian cap.
Tua's Polynesian, bro. He's Hawaiian. So that there goes why he wants to do that. And he's an animal, bro. And I mean, bro, the dude is worth so much money. They got to be knowing what they're doing, you know. And the main thing I would say to what you're talking about is take care of you guys' brain. Try and find brain health. Learn about brain health and do the right things, you know. You only get one brain, guys. You only get one brain and... once that thing starts deteriorating, it's not like anything else where you can grow it back. So be smart. Go see specialists. Go see doctors. Go do research on your own brain health and take care of yourself. Because at the end of the day, that's what it is. You know, you wanna be able. I don't want to be a vegetable when I grow older. Especially with all these, everybody keep talking to me about, how much times you got hit and blah, blah, blah. Brother, I take brain health so serious, people would never know. After my career, maybe I'll talk about it and all this stuff that we've been doing, but take care of you guys' brains, do you guys' homework, get on it, and be smart.
Max Holloway one time famously quit sparring and did it all via video game for one of his fights. People still don't know if that's true or not. But
did he get knocked out?
Nope, one.
Okay.
He's never actually been knocked
out. He doesn't lose very much, Leroy. He's only lost.
I know.
He's one of the best of all time, but his explanation for Tua not wearing a Guardian cap is he's Polynesian.
Polynesian, bro.
There's your answer right there.
So great. Not lying, dude.
Tough. That's why I'm taking Max Holloway.
Oh!
Not that Tapori is not tough.
Oh, wait.
You're just not Max Holloway, dude. And I'm getting Max Holloway as a dog. All right. That'd be crazy not to do it.
All right. take out a little chili pepper on that one.
I just love him. I can't bet against that guy.
You're betting with your heart, dude.
Maybe, but I'm betting with my heart with getting really good value on my heart.
The heart loves value.
You only got one heart guy.
If I had some real stones, and I might by ring walk time, I might throw a little bit more on him by knockout, but I haven't done that yet. I just took him to win.
Pretty good.
That's our show, everybody. Have a fantastic weekend. Go Canes. Go Dolphins. Go Heat. Go Panthers. Go Pinks. Go D-Wade.
Go D-Wade.
Go Max Holloway.
Max Holloway.
Go Leroy. Go J-Fig. Go Scooby. Go Froggy.
And go to hell, Sneathan.
Exactly. Welcome to the end of the show montage, Flem.
My heart was in the right place.
Are you not amazed?
I think his dad won the lottery, if I'm not mistaken.
No, he didn't win the lottery, like, money-wise. Huh. He won the lottery to come to...
Shut up, Marcos.
Whatever you say, Aaron. Punting.
Hope you mother have a good day.